He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans' three-game win streak came to an end at Minnesota. They lost 28-21, and they also may be down a quarterback. But before we dive into that, the 2009 Texans cheerleader calendar is now on sale at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Texans haven't won a game away from Reliant since November of 2007. The common culprit for their road woes has been turnovers. The Texans' quarterbacks counted for two interceptions and a fumble at Minnesota. The two interceptions came in the red zone.
We turned the ball over twice inside the 10-yard line, if I'm correct, and, three in total. And, when you go on the road and play a fine football team like that, those things eventually will come back to bite you.
The first interception came in the second quarter when Matt Schaub underthrew an open Vonte Leach. At that point in the game, Schaub was playing with a sprained knee. He would leave in the half and not return to the game.
So there was, the first play of the game, there was one time when I got rolled in, and then in the second quarter when I hit Owen Daniels over the middle, that was when the next one happened.
Quarterback Sage Rosenvels took over at halftime and immediately led the Texans on a scoring drive, hooking up with David Anderson in the end zone. But at the end of the third quarter, on third and inches, with the play clock winding down, Rosenvels decided to try and hit Kevin Walter in the end zone. The pass was picked off.
That play, there's nothing called. I couldn't hear Kubiak in my headset in my ear, and I called the play. And in hindsight, probably should just call a timeout. But I thought we might have something. I thought we'd get man-to-man coverage and have a couple crossing routes. And I had Kevin Walter in that play, and I just underthrew him.
In the fourth quarter, Rosenfels hit Andre Johnson with a 14-yard touchdown pass to get the Texans within a touchdown. But with a little less than 2 minutes left in the game, Rosenfels took the field to try and even the score. He was sacked twice, giving the Vikings a total of 5 sacks for the day.
Okay. You can't not feel the pass rush. Allen's one of the best players in this league. He's worth every dime of what they pay him, and the inside guys are no joke either. They can pass rush and bull rush and do all the things. It's hard to step up in the pocket with those big guys, and with Allen coming around the end, you can't really get back too deep. So their front four is as good as there is in this league.
The Texans moved to 3-5, losing what they thought was a very winnable road game.
Yeah, we thought we were pretty equal with this team. We thought we were a good team. They're a good team. And if you want to get to where we want to go, you got to beat the teams that are the same as you and worse than you, and maybe a couple that are a little better than you. And we thought this team that we could definitely play four of the football with. We did that, but they made the mistake. They made the plays, and we made the mistakes.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.